Hey everybody, welcome back to episode 6076.
Welcome back to an episode we haven't recorded? What are you...
I don't know.
I have this entire episode already planned out in my head.
This is how it went.
We just came back from break.
We're back. It is episode 76.
Just like the basketball team.
Right.
The 76ers.
I don't know any. I don't know anyone on that team. I can't make like a holiday hoops joke, but it's not even the holidays. What am I saying?
It's Allen Iverson.
No, he's not. He doesn't even play for the NBA anymore.
Yeah. He plays.
He plays arena football.
Yeah. He's
right?
He's on the Chicago White Sox minor league team.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Touchdown.
Yeah. Sports.
All right.
Hell of an opening. Good.
Javi, what are we talking about this week?
How many times
are you going to fucking yawn?
Twice. This week we are talking about reboots. DMC had one. Tomb Raider had one. There's probably some other ones we don't even remember. There was that Bomberman one on Xbox. Remember that?
No.
Boom up!
No, I don't. I don't
Speed up!
It.
Speed
oh, wait, though, you mean the one that was all, like, futuristic? Like,
no, yeah. Shut up,
oh,
Ryan.
Oh, my God.
Don't go any
that
further.
God, that looked terrible.
Yeah. We're going to talk about reboots, what the ones that have been, and the ones that we would like to see and why. This is more like a fantasy episode where we kind of lay down
Fuck
our
my
hopes
ass.
And
Fuck
dreams
my
for
ass.
The future.
Don't. No. Don't. Why would you do that? What does that have to do with anything?
Apparently, that's Dylan's fantasy.
Hey, man, whatever floats your boat.
Dylan really wants to reboot Sasha Gray.
Oh.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Why would you ever be sorry?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, so... Gabe, why don't you tell us what you'd like to see rebooted and why?
I think... I don't know, it's kind of hard. I came down to Jet Set Radio, that franchise, mainly because I want to see it again.
Why? Why reboot that?
Yeah, why? That? What is there to reboot? The HD
yeah, why
one
wouldn't
was
you
great.
Want, why wouldn't you want a sequel? What needs to be fixed?
Well, it's more that I just want it back, and that's a way to get it back. And what I want fixed.
Well, that's not really.
You see, what they
after so many years, I think bringing it back kind of counts as a reboot.
Yeah.
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 I don't know.
It's been gone for a while.
It was on Xbox.
Yeah, in like 2001.
Exactly. You know how long ago that was? 12
years. It's like you guys are completely ignoring the one that came out in 2012.
Well, that was an HD remake.
Whatever. It's back.
In that case, Okami has a fucking sequel too.
It did have a sequel on the DS.
And it was boring as shit.
I don't think I've beaten that.
I didn't. It was dumb.
Which is really sad. It.
But Jet Set Radio, it's like one of the most personality filled games ever.
How is that? Like, I don't get it. I've played it very briefly, but what I have played, it was, like, stiff, and it didn't play like Tony Hawk, which is what I kind of expected. Like, very just easy to get around and easy to grind, and it was just a fucking mess, and it was clunky.
It's not a mess. It's easy to get around.
Okay.
You move. You know, it's the jump's weird. It's a little floaty.
What was that? I was watching, like, a lot.
What kind of explanation was that, Gabe? You move.
You move. Like, it's not difficult.
No!
I was watching a live stream of someone playing it, and they were, like, over and over again trying to get behind this car that was going up a hill, and it was the fucking worst thing I was ever watching. One of you guys was in a call with me while we were watching it. I can't remember. I think it was Chad on Screw Attack. It was during Screwing Around, and he was playing Jet Set Radio. Like, holy shit. It was, like, the most obnoxious thing to watch. Like, he couldn't catch up to the car.
Yeah, it was a fucking Dreamcast game. That's why I want it rebooted, so it doesn't have stupid things like that in it. And it can be its same colorful
personality. But why is it so good?
Why is it so good? Because it's just vibrant. It's full of life. It's fun. It's exciting. It's neat. All these things.
Because what I've seen is it's, like, I like the art style. I like cel shading. That's cool. But, like, it's like, go to this point and kind of pick up little floating spray cans along your way. Go to this point and then do a bunch of QuickTime events with the analog stick.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, that's why I want to reboot it.
Let's make a good one.
Okay.
Seems fair.
Yeah, you can make something that controls better. I don't know. Because, yeah. I mean, they've made a lot of advances in games, period, since that came out, so...
Like, you know, camera control. That's
that. Oh, yeah, thing. I remember that. Because I think Javi was playing... Or maybe it was you playing it, Gabe, at Javi's place. I don't remember.
Yeah, I was playing. I was playing the Xbox game at Javi's place, which apparently
back there, and everyone was like, "I remember, whoever it was bitching about the camera." Like,
yeah, because the camera in that game's awful.
You can't move the camera. Nope.
Nope. It's like a Zelda game on N64, but a camera that just doesn't even work in the slightest. It's like you can lock it behind
Zelda,
you.
On N64, you can control the camera fine.
Well, it's like you can lock it behind you, but you can't do anything else. Like, the camera in Zelda, like, moves with you. Like, it keeps track of you. I don't know technical things, but it works. Just at radio, it just gets, like, stuck, and it's weird. And even in the sequel on Xbox, all you could do was fucking, I think it was, like, left or right trigger to lock the camera back.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I want it rebooted so I can have a game I can enjoy today. And not just think about enjoying it.
Well, that's awfully exciting.
Okay, well, think about it like this. Tomb Raider got rebooted.
Yeah?
This one looks playable. The other ones aren't. Because...
They're playable, they're just clunky.
Yeah, it's super clunky. Get up to that pixel on that ledge, jump at that angle precisely... If you fuck up a little bit, prepare to fucking fall down a ditch, idiot.
Well, that's the, like, earlier ones before Crystal Dynamics got on it, but, yeah.
Crystal Dynamics has made, like...
The last two.
Yeah. Guardian of Light and what?
Oh, they made... Underworld? Like, Underworld. Underworld and, yeah. Guardian of Light. Wait, no, did they do Guardian of Light?
Yeah.
Oh,
Guardian
okay.
Of Light was the downloadable.
Yeah, that was the isometric one, not... Okay, they made the last three.
Oh, okay.
They made the one that was like sort of a reboot, not quite, kind of like a return to form, because they had run that franchise to the ground, and then so they made the first 360 one, which everybody's like, holy shit, this is pretty good, and it was okay. And then they made Underworld or Underground or whatever the hell, and that one is the one I have, and it's pretty good. Hmm. Yeah.
When does the reboot come out? I want to say like May. And it doesn't. I don't think it has a release date, actually. I think it's just May.
It's kind of weird that the reboot's made by the same people that have been making it for the last couple years.
Yeah.
Usually reboot means new
Give
team.
Give it to someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, I don't know if Ryan or Dylan are ready with a game.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, Ryan, what would you like to see?
Because mine might kind of fall... Well, not really, because the last iterations of it were kind of weird, but, like, something I had on my list, I have a couple things here, was, like, Star Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to see that. And, like, I don't know, I think Javi might disagree with me on this, but I would like to see it go back to, like, just, like, the N64 style, like, planes, tanks, just that.
And automobiles.
starring John Candy.
The thing about that for me is like, yeah, that sounds like the only like examples of that we have are Super Nintendo Star Fox and N64 Star Fox. You know, yeah. I mean, like, there's the DS one that's not as good,
right?
Like, I don't know. I feel like I want to see Fox. I want to control Fox. Maybe if like there was like. A Mass Effect kind of thing, where, like, you'd go back to the Great Fox and you can walk around your ship and talk to people, and there is some sort of narrative.
Okay. Yeah.
That would be kind of cool.
That I could kind of get behind. It's just when you try to do too many different things, that's when games get bad.
yeah.
Like Darksiders.
It would be cool if there was just a lot of missions that you go on and you're always in your ship when you're doing them, or tank based on whatever.
Gabe, Darksiders is not the same way. Darksiders does a lot of things, but it's essentially the same thing you're doing the whole time. This is like what was it, Star Fox Adventure? Which was the one that I always forget?
Star Fox Temperatures.
You had Assault.
Okay, yeah. On the but DS. Like that one, when you try to do like basically two different genres in one game, it gets kind of like everything loses focus and nothing works right, you know?
I'm curious, Ryan, what would you like it aesthetically to look like? Would you want real, like, very detailed Unreal Engine Fox walking around, or?
Like... I don't think so. They could keep it that same kind of style, I guess.
I like the way he looked in Smash Brothers. However,
I think he looks fucking awesome in Star Fox Adventures. I think if you took that and made it HD, it would look great.
Maybe one of you can answer this for me. Yo. Why does whenever there's like a talking female animal in like anything, why does it have tits?
Because it's female.
Yeah.
Gabe, you truly do not know the horrors of the internet.
It's like fucking Lola Bunny has boobs.
But they're anthropomorphic, Gabe. It's like, why aren't you asking why do they have fingers? Why do they have normal, like, human feet and arms? Like,
the thing is, with fingers, they kind of have paws and it's like they have little nubs. But, like, I don't know. It's just jarring.
Well, you know that, like, female animals do have teats, Gabe.
I think Ryan's got me there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like Crystal's midriff to just have nipples all?
Oh, that'd be weird.
That's what Gabe wants.
Kind of now.
it's what a Gabe wants.
Yeah, it's what a Gabe needs.
Ryan, do you think a Star Fox game like Star Fox 64 could really be enough these days?
Yeah, see, that's one thing, because like if you go back and play Star Fox 64, you can beat it in like half an hour.
They're so basic.
Well, I never played it, so to me, it's just like an on-rails shooter.
Right. Once you kind of get it figured out and you get good at it, like you can blow right through it pretty quickly.
They are kind of on-rail shooters, but I don't think they should go that route. I mean, there were some levels that were like arenas, and I think if you go the Rogue Squadron route.
Make
Star Fox and make it like Rogue Squadron. I think that's how you would do it these days.
I think it'd be interesting if like they did Star Fox like the space battles in Battlefront 2.
Never played it.
Yeah, me neither.
Dylan, back.
But, I mean, did you ever play the? Well, I imagine they're probably something similar to Rogue Squadron.
I never played Rogue Squadron. No.
I bet we're talking about the exact same thing.
Rogue Squadron was like a pretty long game too.
Right, so. That's what I'm saying. Like you could make the missions kind of like that, where it had multiple objectives throughout, and to kind of build on it and be able to do cooler things with.
I really love R-Wing. The second Rogue Squadron. It was so good.
Yeah. Actually, I still have... I just found that on my shelf the other day when I was hooking up my GameCube.
What about a Star Fox game that controls like Top Gun on the NES?
Ah, perfect. There we go. Nailed it.
I think we got it.
You have to land your R-Wing.
And it plays that same dumb shit song.
Man, you bought Top Gun on NES when you came here.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, at the same time awesome. I bought Jet Set Radio Future.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what is it? Sega GT 2002.
I got Billy Hatcher at that same store the other day. Game's awesome.
Do you want that game rebooted?
It's got ridiculous menu music. Actually, I don't know. I'd rather just have a sequel. See, I'm a little more realistic. I would just have a sequel, Gabe.
I have Top Gun for the NES. I've had it for about 25 years now.
Yeah, well, I had it originally, but like I only had a few games that made it through the purge between NES and Super Nintendo because my parents made me sell everything to get the Super Nintendo.
Until you've had it for 25 years. Were you born and your dad's like, look what I got.
Here you go.
Yep. I also have Top Gun, the second mission.
I forgot about that. Yeah, I think I had that at some point, too. We also had Flight of the Intruder.
I have that as well. I've got a shit ton of flying games on my NES.
We even bought with Flight of the Intruder. We bought like a little thing, like this little plastic thing that like went over the top of the controller, and it made it so that you had a little thumbstick.
Fuck
so it
that.
Would just like it would just sit there and it would push the buttons for you.
Ryan,
that's
I
so
had
dumb.
A full like,
it was actually
full
pretty
size
nice.
Joystick like flight control
for the NES.
Yeah, they had a big like it was like really big black one.
Huh.
It's out in my storage right now. Actually, I could probably go find it.
Nice.
I don't think it ever worked. Much like a lot of those peripherals for the NES.
Right.
I don't think it worked.
Yeah.
Dylan, do you have a reboot you'd like to see?
I know what Javi's gonna say, and I was gonna echo him on both games.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's going to do a much better job explaining it. So I haven't seen an Onimusha game in 7 years now.
Is Onimusha the side scroller?
No. It's actually a lot like Resident Evil.
Oh, okay.
Except with like samurai swords.
Oh, I'm thinking of Muramasa.
Yes, you are. Yeah. I have that game, Gabe, and that game is awesome. And it's
so
coming to the Vita. Anyways. Yes, that one, it was a lot like Resident Evil, with the fixed backgrounds and the same control scheme, except you don't have guns, so you have a melee weapon. And I really dig that most of that series. I forgot about the one with Jean Reno.
What a weird choice. Like, you have like, all these fake characters. It's like you have Resident Evil 7, and you decide to, like... just stick in Steven Seagal.
Oh, no.
Like, and it's actually Steven Seagal, like, doing the voice,
no.
And it's his face.
Okay, Gene Reno only does the first 20 minutes of the game, and it's only the French voice acting. Once it switches over to English, it's not him.
Yeah, that's so weird.
But
so
the
weird.
Third one was fun, but it was a little fucking goofy. The second game, in my opinion, was the best. And I would like them. I would like at least to see another one, or a reboot, something, because those were really fun games. They were scary, like they were survival like horror like sort of, and they had the same kind of puzzles as Resident Evil, and I liked them a lot.
Tight.
And we don't have enough variety anymore. We all just see the same shooting games. What's wrong with that kind of game?
Everything.
Hey, it's funny. Got a non-shooting game called Final Fantasy 13, and all you do is hate on it. So.
Me and Gabe, we talked about this weekend, Javi. Me and Gabe are going to do a Let's Play of Final Fantasy 13.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, Dylan and I are going to live stream Final Fantasy 13 all the way through. No,
oh, that's fucking hilarious.
And we're going to get drunk.
That's awesome.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Gabe can't get drunk.
He's going to drink you.
I'm going to give Gabe some lemonade.
Now you just sound like a fucking pedophile. Here, have some of Dylan's special lemonade, little boy.
You know, when we were in Boston and Harris got into that bar, Brian kept buying him lemonade, and Harris was like, what, 16 at the time?
And Harris
was
like,
no, though.
Yeah, it wasn't a bar. It was like
really?
A restaurant.
Oh,
yeah. It was a restaurant with a bar in it, kind of like an Uno's.
It, yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Or a dose. actually, real quick, you said all we have these days is shooters, and I was thinking of, like, how Resident Evil, like, or I'm, like, thinking about games that just make you aim and fire. And I'm like, God, that's all that games are now. Like, and I'm like, Resident Evil even is that. And then you think about it, it wasn't before. you would just hold R and they would auto aim, and you'd like firing your gun was just a means to get through or get to the next area. It wasn't like, well, that wasn't the game.
In a lot
that
of those
pleasurable,
like especially on the harder difficulty, like when you were playing as like Chris, fuck that, you didn't shoot any zombies, you ran past them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, shooting wasn't what was fun about the game, you know?
Yeah. Like, you were saving all your ammo for the experience, really. Or the alligator and shit.
Yeah. It's just, it's really crazy to look at the franchise now. Speaking of which, that is one of my
that
games
was hobbies.
I wanted to
yeah.
reboot.
And I completely agree. As much as I liked Resident Evil 6, I still think it's a clusterfuck, and the story is a complete clusterfuck.
Yeah, the story's a mess. There's all these characters. It's unfocused. It's just...
Has the story in the Resident Evil games really ever been good?
No, I'm not saying it's good.
No, they've
but,
never
or,
been
they were
good,
but they
but
were simple.
Been coherent.
They were simple. Okay. They were, like, kind of... They were novel. I really enjoyed them, you know?
Now it's just silly.
Yeah, it's convoluted to shit, which echoes my next reboot. I want to talk about Resident Evil a little bit. I think that a lot of developers want this franchise, and I think Capcom, hopefully they see DMC as like a success, because I certainly do, and hopefully Capcom decides to go ahead and let someone start Resident Evil over.
I'm really surprised how many people I hear talking about DMC.
It's so good. That's there's a reason why you're hearing people talk about it. I mean, it's funny. I got a lot of replies when I beat it, and I'm like, wow, this would have been my game of the year last year. Like, I got a lot of replies saying, it was alright, from, like, Chris and people like that, but I think that a lot of people might be not appreciating what a huge step this is for that franchise. Like, that franchise, I loved it, but it's also it's definitely, it belongs in the PS2 era of where gaming was, like, very silly and Japanese as hell and offbeat, but that it's endearing also. But, like, that doesn't really work, or at least not anymore. Like, that's not as accepted. I can't tell you how many people we know that just hate all things that, you know, bleed Japanese. You know, like, Devin hates that and Rachel hates that. But back then, it's like, that is the gaming industry, so, like, it was, people loved it, you know? Or they at least they understood and tolerated it. But that's not really accepted anymore, at least in the West. And I think DMC, the reboot, was fucking great. I mean, it definitely has some issues and some goofy parts and stupid writing, but it's much more intelligent than Devil May Cry ever has been.
And they gave Dante a haircut.
It's true. Resident Evil, though, I think that it could be awesome if they just bring it back down.
Resident Evil's the game I really want to play. Like, that was originally what I said for my reboot when we talked about it earlier. I was like, Resident Evil. Oh, wait, I've only played one of them, and that was 5. Like, I want that game to be something. I want it to be unique and interesting, and I don't see it as that right now.
It's heartbreaking, and like, you want to grab Capcom and shake them and yell at them, because to make Resident Evil awesome, you just need to calm down and simplify it. Throw all that shit out the window. Like, it's Resident Evil is the equivalent of like a great idea, and then they made the sequel, Resident Evil 2, and that was also great, but it was also a little bit more ambitious, and then it just got out of control with just, what if we did this? What if we did this? Oh, this could be a cool thing. And now we're at 6 with all the spin-offs also. And the fucking movies have influenced the games dramatically. And the movies are fucking retarded. And it's just a mess. Like, the franchise is all these ideas, and they just want to incorporate all of it. And it's retarded. Like, Resident Evil was at its fucking best, and no one will argue this, when it was just in a mansion, and there was just zombies. That's it. It's like, you're a stranded group of police officers in the middle of the woods, and you need to survive. That's it. You don't need all this fucking flashing, going traveling all over the world with 18 different characters that you can switch between.
Planes bouncing off of skyscrapers.
Explosions up the ass and all. Like, that's not what makes it awesome. That's not what makes it special. Capcom is so out of touch, and it drives me fucking crazy. And if they just gave it away to a Western developer that was, like, thoughtful and, you know, cared about bringing things back, I think it would be the best thing they've ever done. So I would love that. Okay, so I don't know if Dylan wanted to say anything else about Resident Evil.
No. I mean, you okay. Pretty much nailed it. It's way too fucking convoluted, and I think they need to, like, I don't know, maybe try something different gameplay-wise.
If I'm correct, I think the idea of being way too convoluted leads into Javi's next.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. The number one game I would like to see rebooted is Metal Gear Solid.
Holy fucking
bring
shit,
it on, yes. Heidenweiss. Heidenweiss, fuck Metal Gear Solid.
I would like to see Metal Gear Solid get rebooted so that maybe I can hop in and...
No, fuck you! You play
Dude,
them
play
all!
The original. Just play the... Play the PS1 game.
Play the PS1, because that's the only one...
It's so good.
It's... Fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, they could reboot it and I could hop in...
Or you could play it on GameCube and try to disregard all the shitty cutscenes.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Metal Gear. I love Metal Gear. I have a fucking Metal Gear tattoo. It's my only tattoo. And
I don't have a Metal Gear tattoo, but I really want to like Metal Gear.
They flushed it down the toilet. Kojima... I have such... Like, I don't know if I should save some of this for when I do... the inevitable after the fact for Metal Gear Solid. Like, Kojima, man, people suck his dick, and he's ruined this franchise. Like, it was so good, and you've dragged it through the mud. And then meanwhile, Resident Evil, which was always retarded, people complain that it's too stupid. Like, fuck you. Fuck all of you. Stupid bastards. Like, Metal Gear Solid is awful. Like, the story. The story's so fucking awful. And you just see it blatantly, like, trying to put patches over plot holes.
I said this like a fucking year ago.
Shut up.
Wait,
Gabe.
This huge thing doesn't make any sense. Nanomachines. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Let's just have a character go into a 20-minute explanation about how nanomachines were behind it all.
And wait, what about
and you're
the
supposed to swallow
the,
that?
The magical servers named after U.S. presidents.
Yep. Yeah.
What about Rat Patrol 1? They were pretty cool. Did you know
that made
did
sense?
You know if you rearrange Rat Patrol 01, you get Patriot spelt like an idiot?
Yeah. How about the Mount Rushmore fucking carving in the side of this battleship that has all the snake clones? Who built that? Why did they build that? Why is it called Outer Haven? What the fuck is this? Fuck you.
You know what?
Fuck you. That's not cool. It's stupid.
I do have something to say here.
Yeah.
Man, it feels good to have your favorite one be the most pure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Snake Eater.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is the most pure because it's the first one. You know? I mean, in the timeline... Snake Eater is still the original.
You think Snake Eater is the most pure?
It is.
Define
pure. Free of taint. There's... of awful. Well, it's got goofy things.
Well, then what's the first
but
one?
But nothing convoluted and confusing about it. And there's no bandage explanations in that game. Because.
I mean,
it's all straightforward, and you never see any of those characters again except for the boss and Major Zero.
Excluding
and Sigint.
Oh yeah, Sigint.
Excluding,
but you don't know
the
it.
Stupidness that happens in MGS2
and
regarding
Eva.
MGS1. Like, what's wrong with MGS1? Why isn't that the most pure? I'm just confused at this.
Well, I mean, it's just that MGS1 has Liquid, and that he's your clone, and that your clone's a big boss, and like it's not pure in that you. I mean, there's a lot of history still that you have.
MGS
to
has a ghost. And a man that's made of electricity. MGS3, I mean.
Yeah, but it was they're not goofy, but there was no super convoluted explanation to each one of them. They were just ridiculously retarded spy villains.
Yeah, and like how come?
And it was awesome.
Nanomachines hadn't even like happened yet, and yet there was these people with superpowers, and there was no need to explain them. And then all of a sudden, Vamp. Oh, he's just on a lot of nanomachines. Okay,
Tommy guy.
Meanwhile,
Tommy guy.
The fear was just a guy that was really. Wait,
he's just on a lot of nanomachines. Is that like? Is it a drug?
No. We don't know.
Well, in MGS4, they made it into drugs.
I'm on nanomachines. I can't get off of. I'm hooked.
Well, in number four, you're injecting your neck over and over and over again, like it's a drug, and it suppresses your shit. I don't know. And then Naomi's talking about all the nanomachines that she's addicted to. I don't fucking know. It's no one knows. Kojima doesn't know. He'll make some shit up.
Yes, apparently having little machines inside you made you spin around like a jackass and deflect bullets.
Yep. And the way they get away with it is because the games are bleeding with production value and style. Like, that team knows how to make a beautiful looking and beautiful sounding product, but the fucking writing is atrocious and nobody should think it's anything other than that, because it's not.
Like, you look at the actual, like, dialogue of Snake in MGS4, I don't think there's a single line that doesn't end with a question mark. Except maybe he says Otacon.
That happened in the first one, too, and I don't really mind that too much, because it kind of, like, in a lot of ways, Snake is a blank slate. He's a blank slate. It's just so that, basically, like, it's a way for characters to tell the player what's happening. You know, if Snake's actually existing in this world, he would kind of understand what's going on without having to ask questions. But as a player that's just being brought into this world, it helps to have someone that doesn't really, that just has questions, you know. But it is kind of badly written, and to where, like, you know, you need to use this key card. And then Snake will grab it and go, "This key card?" with a question mark. It's, yeah, he does a lot of that.
Snake,
I get you.
Snake, all Snake is just a vehicle for exposition.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I want Metal Gear to be rebooted, but I don't know if I necessarily mean that I want a Western developer to take it on. I don't even know if I want someone other than Kojima Productions to take it on. Maybe just someone who, like if you could have someone watching Kojima.
I just have Kojima Productions do it, but like hire someone that we actually want to write it to come.
But like hire other people in Kojima Productions.
Yeah.
Well, like, if you had a new...
Could you guys just hire Retro?
You know what? That could be...
I'm going to say that. Retro do the next MGS.
But here's the... I don't know, man. Like, you need a great military, like, presence there, though.
But it's, like postmodern and shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
No one.
Yeah. We'll tell you later after the show. if you had like a military advisor on site that like really, I don't know, what was so great about Metal Gear Solid, the first one, and what really captured my imagination was that this could be happening. It felt like an alternate reality situation, you know, like when I was playing it, I was kind of, and I thought like the statistics at the end of the game, like when you beat it and it goes black and it's all like in 2000, the START 2 treaty was blah blah blah, and this many nukes still exist on the black market today. I was like, oh my god, are those real stats? Like, I thought they were. Like, that's kind of fucking awesome and terrifying. Like, I thought that was great. And if they could recapture that, like, really bring it back down, make it nitty-gritty. That's the weird thing about MGS4. All the weapons are real. You know, everything in there is existing, you know.
Including those flying robots.
Especially that gun that shoots tornadoes. especially that one.
Yeah, okay.
So sunlight! You get what I'm saying.
But yeah, so if you have shit that shoots tornadoes, if you have those geckos that sound like cows and shit and bleed and piss, what the hell is that?
Yo, why
that sounds awesome.
With high heels and women's legs. Like, if you have all that, why the fuck are there real weapons in the game? Why do they go through the trouble
of... Well, because, Javi, you don't want to get ridiculous.
Yeah. It pisses me off to no end, because I care about that franchise. Well, don't hear this and say, fuck you, Javi, or you're talking shit on my game. I want it to be good. I want it to be so good. I care more than you.
Let me love you.
Let me save you. I can fix this.
Would you have a problem if Kojima just said, I'm starting over with Metal Gear?
Nothing. No, I would love that. But yeah. I would want him to have focus. Like, stop making up shit as you go along. Like,
well, they're not even making shit up anymore. They're just going back in time.
Peace Walker, Snake's all of a sudden doesn't know why the boss defected. That's what the whole game's about.
Yeah, that
even though MGS3 ends with you learning why she defected.
Maybe he's got some of that, like, Last of Us brain fungus, and, like, he just can't focus anymore.
Wait, so is The Last of Us real now, too?
That's how The Last of Us ends, is you're actually just on a mission to save Kojima from the fungus eating his brain, and then he makes Metal Gear Solid 2.
That alone in Peace Walker, though, is a perfect example of something that fundamentally just contradicts the game before it, and everybody that you hear talk about Peace Walker says that Kojima's brilliant. Yeah. Kojima's the best. That game's phenomenal. Shut up! You're wrong! God damn it, it's so simple. I mean, it's obvious. It's so obvious.
Thank you.
fuck. Yeah. Restart. Start Metal Gear over. And make it awesome. Basically, you know how they're finally moving forward? They said they were. We'll see what happens. But, like, they're moving forward with the Metal Gear movie. Like, that has potential to be a way better story than what Metal Gear's become.
I mean, it's not hard.
It's not. That's the problem. Same thing with Resident Evil. Like, they've convoluted and fucked up both of these franchises. I don't know why. Like, they got so big and so bloated that they've just ruined it. They've absolutely ruined both.
Like, we barely even talked about MGS2. Like, what the fuck was that?
No, the whole Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, the whole franchise.
Leave Snake Eater alone!
Snake Eater gets a pass because 2 was...
Okay, yes! Like,
you had MGS1 that walked that line. Like, it had Psycho Mantis, which was a little unbelievable, you know? Well, but
it's like fucking fantasy. Like, who cares?
It's like, you know what? There are people out there that really believe in being able to read people's minds or the validity of psychotropic things.
And then Russia,
you know,
did the whole psychic research and all that.
Yeah, so like that, the idea of a human being that's really sensitive to and can actually read people's minds and manipulate things. Sure, I'm playing a video game, you know? I'll accept that.
Isn't there a TV show about that called, like, The Mentalist?
Yeah, maybe.
He solves crimes with his mind.
Yeah.
So, something like that, that's fine. Whatever. But you don't have guys making... Like, you don't have walking vampires getting shot in the fucking head then standing up 2 seconds later and... Like, what the hell is that? Nanomachines, of course. You know, you don't have a woman with bullets flying around her, although that made sense at the end because it was magnets. Okay.
Sure. How do they work?
Magnets, bitch! I don't want
to talk to no scientist. So,
those
fuckers
be lying and getting
but
pissed.
But anyways, MGS1 walked a line of realism that I really love. That's why it is my favorite game of all time. And then Metal Gear Solid 2... walked right through that line. It obliterated that line and took a big fat shit on that line. and said, see, hey, look, this franchise is not about realism anymore. It's
okay,
not about...
Okay, when I talked shit about MGS2, you told me...
It's a good game. Its story is fucktarded, especially at the end.
Still disagree with that whole, like, good game bit, but whatever. That's
okay.
Neither hey. Here nor there. Hmm.
I hate you. You played through Final Fantasy 13 twice.
It's not only is it a good game, it's an important game. It, like, really stepped up presentation and made everybody else rise up to the occasion to, like, meet MGS2. I'll say
that. You know where they could start on a reboot? The boss. Huh.
I want Snake. I want you to
start over. I know
you
want Snake, but the boss is seriously the best character, like, in that entire game.
I disagree. I don't care about the boss.
Ah!
Don't care about her at all. If they made a boss game, I might not buy it. But that's cool. anyways, so MGS2 was, like, really crossed that line, and I think the reason that I think so highly of 3 is that 2 had already crossed that line, like, extensively, and 3 is like, you know what, we're not attached to anything. Like Dylan said, it's pure. It doesn't take place, it doesn't have anything to do with Solid Snake. It's so far in the past that this is, like, the beginning of everything. It's just its own self-contained story. And in its own, almost in its own universe. Like, I don't really think of those games overlapping too much. Like, it never even occurred to me that, oh, this guy controls bees. That doesn't match. Like, that doesn't fit in this universe. It didn't occur to me at all. I don't know why. I thought Volgan did kind of rub me the wrong way. Like, he has electricity.
Really?
Like,
he's my favorite villain, actually, in that.
Not that he's... I'm not saying he's a bad villain. I'm just saying that the fact that lightning shooting out of him just while he's standing still, like, how does that happen? What's going on? Are they the X-Men?
I don't know, but I liked that he would fire bullets just by heating them up.
Sure.
Wait, so what happens to a snake when he gets struck by lightning?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
But yeah, I that's why I find 3 less offensive, because I had already been offended. So, yeah, anyways, Metal Gear, fix it. Please. Please, just start over. Give me a brand new... I want them to take the DMC route again. Just, it's a new character. Maybe give him some real personality. Name him Snake. Maybe he's a rookie soldier. And he has to... You know what would be, like, the perfect Metal Gear reboot for me would be... You're this, like, rookie, and you're part of a squad... And then some cataclysmic event happens while you're out on a mission, and you have to overcome some terrorist attack by yourself. Like, your entire team gets wiped out, and you kind of rise to the occasion and become the hero, and that's the birth of Solid Snake. Like, that's the reboot I would die to see and to play.
Like, I completely forgot about that. What was the fuck? That Metal Gear game that's not a Metal Gear game that got revealed at the VGAs.
Phantom Pain.
Yeah, I think that's a good showing of
have we heard
what
anything
the fuck
else about that?
No, other than there are flying flaming whales and flying flaming unicorns.
Well,
and
we knew that right then. So.
Yes.
Yeah. And as a perfect example of, like, I'm just fucking numb to this at this point. Like, I'm like, that looks like Metal Gear. That looks like, what is that? Okay. Well, it's Metal Gear. And I literally said, well, it's Metal Gear. Well, that's, you can translate that to, well, it's fucking garbage. I'm sorry, Hayden Weiss.
No, he's not.
No, I'm not. All right. So there you go. I didn't think I'd get so heated.
Well, you just went on for about 20 minutes.
I'm just really pissed off about Metal Gear. Like, the more you think about it, it's like a slap in the face. Eh. Like, now I understand the Mass Effect fans, like, freaking out, but I'm not gonna start a fucking petition to, like, rewrite Metal Gear. But, God, I understand why people feel like betrayed or like they just really didn't like where Mass Effect went. I really don't like where Metal Gear went. So, yeah. Okay.
My God, King!
Is someone here?
No, hey, we got questions to go through.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Laura, you stay at that damn door. I'm sorry.
Are questions here?
Well, in terms of reboots, Brendan Burke says he would like to see Crash Bandicoot rebooted, specifically with Crash Team Racing.
That is a fucking great answer, actually. My God, I completely forgot. Pancakes!
I think Activision... I think Activision should make a lowball offer to Naughty Dog. Just be like, hey, do you want this back? I think it would be good for both, because Crash just sitting
Gabe,
there. He's not going to make any more money.
Just be like,
destroyed
yo,
him.
Gabe
what was
is
that
the only
team
one
put on
who
Uncharted
recognized
3? Just...
that.
Yeah. I'll put it in the video.
I know what you're talking about.
That's pancakes. That's Crash Bandicoot's first word.
Pancakes?
Yes.
Pancakes!
And it's awful. It's fucking awful.
All right, Ryan, what's the right email from Prototype this time?
All right, we've got... Okay, this is from today, so if this is the wrong one, I don't know what the fuck he wants us to do.
Just send it on fucking today. Twitter, goddamn.
I know, you tweet down. At me that there's questions, but just tweet me the question. Fuck.
I think it was an homage, I guess, or like a
remembrance.
Farewell.
Yeah. Farewell.
It's his last one.
Captain right, going down with the ship, if you will.
Yeah. All right, here are my questions for you guys. Number one, if you had one free pass to sleep with anybody, who would it be? Javi?
Yeah, what? Who? You'd sleep with me?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, you're coming to PAX.
Yeah.
Well, that was really quick. Hold on. Let me see.
Javi and I did go through a top five discussion with Devin recently.
You guys didn't give a shit who my top five
was. You didn't speak up.
Nobody asked. You kept asking Devin. Well, I noticed.
Because Devin wouldn't give a straight answer.
Linda Cardellini, off the top of my head.
What the fuck is that?
She played Velma in Scooby-Doo. And she was in Freaks and Geeks. She's the main character in Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, that's her? Oh, yeah.
She's the chick in
Grandma's Boy.
She's the female lead. Yeah.
I
could get some Cardellini tortellini.
Yeah. It's... it's delicious with Parmesan. She's delicious with Parmesan.
Molto bene!
If I have to go with the list I gave Javi and Devin, it'd be Rashida Jones, I guess.
Ooh, good answer.
That's pretty solid. Fuck, I don't know, man. I feel like I would have, three different lists of, different types of girls.
But
almost,
guys,
you know?
We have to think, what if Prototype means just, literally sleep with someone?
With Linda Cardellini.
Yeah, we gotta. I bet you.
Because then I might go with something like Roseanne.
What? What?
Because she looks comfy.
She's so warm.
Roseanne in the winter doesn't get any warmer.
It's like Flubber.
Robin Williams could come too.
God.
Man.
Christina Hendricks is.
Because if we were talking the cast of what is it?
Freaks and
Parks
Geeks?
And Rec, which is where Gabe took me. I would have gone with Aubrey Plaza, but
that's another solid one.
Yeah.
Solid answer. I don't mean solid. I sounded kind of whatever. You know what I meant.
Either girl from Community, just bring one in. I'm in. I'm down.
Allison Brie.
Allison
Brie's so good looking.
The blonde one's really cute too.
Yeah.
Let's just make another podcast where we just discuss. we just list
who,
women.
Who
we
would
like
we
the
bone?
Way they look.
All right, look, we're gonna let's move on.
Well, Dylan never answered.
I expect Gabe to put each one of these girls' photos.
What?
Dylan, you got an answer?
Yeah, Rachel Weisz.
Okay. Yeah. Solid choice.
Especially in The Mummy.
Yeah. Also, I gotta throw Julianne Moore out there. I've just always
found
her really.
No,
I don't care,
hold
man.
On, Javi. You remember how hot you said she was in Speed Racer? Oh God, that's Susan Sarandon. Never mind.
That's Susan Sarandon, bro. No, Susan Sarandon is like a fine wine, dude. She's getting better and better.
I'd personally go Helen Mirren over Susan Sarandon, but that's just me
for
you're old
crazy.
Picks.
Gabe, you have
a Julianne Moore looks like she's turning into a zombie, man.
Whatever.
It's like rotting away.
No, you gotta watch Speed Racer.
And then Susan Sarandon doesn't?
Ryan, she you looks gotta good. Watch Speed Racer, and then you'll know what we're talking about.
Susan Sarandon looks like a
scissor
candle...
Amanda Seyfried.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't creepy. Susan Sarandon. That was,
No, I said Julianne Moore. My bad.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Anyway. And it was creepy.
Next question. Who do you think got the best deal on the THQ auction? I honestly didn't go back through that. I kept meaning to go back through that and see who all got what, but I don't know.
I think... I don't know how to say... Is it Koch Media or Koch?
Koch.
Koch. Yes, Koch, the Koch Media, I think, because they got Saints Row Foe.
Yeah.
Surprise that no one picked up...
You would
no
think whoever
up...
got that would have come out on top, for sure.
Yeah. No one picked up Vigil. Which is Darksiders.
Yeah, that's weird.
Some Vigil employees went to, like, a new studio in Crytek in, like, Texas or something, but... Yeah. So I'd probably say Koch Media.
Nah. Sega.
What'd Sega get?
Warhammer 40K.
That's a very valuable franchise.
It's so weird that
could go on sale.
40K,
it
40K
is, but
span?
but the game rights, it's just video game rights, right? It's not.
Yeah. Oh
else.
God, Games Workshop would never give that up.
Because those haven't been as valuable as the
miniatures
table. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I realize that, but the games
those have
actually
done okay.
The games have actually all sold well, and I don't know. I honestly think it's a better. Better franchise to have on your hands than Saints Row.
Space Marines.
Well, that takes us right into the next question, which was, speaking of the auction, how the fuck did Sega come up with $26.6 million to buy Relic?
Sonic.
Sonic was something I thought about for reboots, but then I just said no.
No,
there's nothing
not
they can do to
it,
save
Gabe.
That.
Dude, they can save Sonic.
No, they
easy.
Can't.
Yes, they can. Not Sonic Team can't save Sonic, oh, no. But Sega could save Sonic. Easy. They just gotta give him to the right developer. Give him to Retro, I guess, Nintendo.
Everyone just throw your games at Retro.
Yeah, I wonder if Nintendo would be down to develop a Sonic game. Like, if they got, like, a huge cut of the sales, and they published it and everything, would Nintendo be like, yeah, we'll take this?
Well, if they published it, they would get a huge cut of sales.
Yeah, I know. I was just trying to say the same thing a couple times, different ways. Mm. But, like, yeah. That would be cool.
Oh, late submission for reboots. Tony Zuniga says, I want a reboot of Super Dodgeball. I don't know what that is. So
I'm assuming
that was
it's
an old arcade game, yeah.
It wasn't there Dodgeball Advance for
something
Game Boy
like,
Advance?
Yeah,
I really wanted to play that.
Is that what the movie's based on?
Yes, absolutely, okay. 100%. No. I wanted to throw before. There's a couple questions left on this, but real quick, I wanted to throw one other thing that I had written down was Crimson Skies. I didn't know how much we could really talk about it.
I played that when I got my Xbox.
You just want flying games.
I know, right?
Why don't you? So all your mech games are performing adequately.
Yeah. Yeah. They've already done the new Mech Warrior. That's out there. It's a thing I can play. So.
So Mech Assault is just top notch.
Hmm.
Well, no, Mech Warrior Online.
I know. But is it Mech Assault, that terrible one with Kinect?
No, that's
no, that was that's not a
fuck. What is it?
That
what,
machine
that was Steel Warrior? Battalion.
Steel Battalion.
They're all the same. I don't fucking
no, they're
know.
Not.
Metal box legs.
All right. Anyway, prototype's next question to Gabe: are you ready for the return of community this week?
Pop. First, I would like to say that first and foremost.
I imagine that's a no.
Secondly, I'm really excited to see how Chevy Chase leaves. I hope they kill him off, because that'd be beautiful.
That would be pretty good.
And I don't know. I'm hoping for the best. It's
there's like Gabe's nothing the really. The only one here who likes Community, apparently.
I like Community, but I don't really watch it.
Well, no, I'm just saying, according to Prototype.
Well, okay, because I'm the only one that fucking says pop pop.
Pop.
No, you're not. Magnitude says it.
Pop pop. But the director or the creator, same person, is gone. So there's no real like guarantee of what kind of style we're gonna get from that trailer that came out a few days ago. It looked different. I like that they're kind of dialing Chang down, it seems, because frankly he was just stupid in season 3 and not entertaining at all. Just got too crazy. Season 1 Chang is still the best Chang, and I hope they bring that kind of Chang back. Homie, don't Chang that.
Yeah. Alright. Next question. What are your predictions on what will be revealed on Smash Brothers at E3?
We'll get a little tiny bit of trailer and gameplay footage. Maybe they'll reveal a new character. I think that's it.
Man, I would hope they would do more. They need to fucking hype that shit up.
Wait, what?
We're not going to see it. It's been 2 years. Like, probably next holiday.
We need to hear about reliable fucking online. They need to be able to promise that shit.
I don't care how reliable they say shit is. I don't believe them until I hear people saying it works.
I don't care. I hope they build it up like they did the other game, because it worked awesomely with the whole a new challenger appeared.
It was cool. And it worked. Getting...
People got hype.
Yeah, but my problem with that was you got the game and immediately you're like, oh, it's just what they've shown.
Like, yeah, I know.
I remember Melee. I picked up Melee, and I started unlocking characters, and I had no idea that I'm like, man, what if Young Link was in this? And then I unlocked him. I was like, what the fuck? Oh my god! Oh my god! But it wasn't like a fucking daily or... Was it daily updates on Smash Dojo or whatever that was?
It was
crazy.
It was weekly. It was like a Friday night update.
They had insane... Like, all year long, every week, they would have an update, and sometimes it would be huge, like here's a new character. Sometimes it would be the small things about like just showing you little details. But by the time the game came out, you knew everything. So you picked up the game and it was exactly what you've been reading about for a year.
Yeah,
I
know,
like,
but it was fun. It was fun to get to that point. The hype train was so fun.
My number one
and then it crashed.
Like, character want. I my biggest character want right now is Toon Ganondorf. I really want Toon Ganondorf because he looks awesome.
Yeah, you've brought that up a couple times.
And I want him.
I would like it if they did the Toon Link again, but like do him how HD Toon Link looks. That'd
yeah.
Be cool.
I bet they'd do that. How do I want to see it at E3 though? I'd like to see just like a fucking match played out.
Is he asking how we'd like to see it or how it's going to be shown?
What do we predict they'll reveal?
Yeah, I think exactly what I said.
Yeah, what do I predict? What I want is just for them to kind of in the way Sony did their Hasbro thing, except not terrible. I want to see just like people play a game and then see like what's new, how it's going to like compare to Melee and Brawl. I just want that.
It would just be, yeah, it would be fantastic to just have a 4-player game. Just have 4 people come on stage and play a match. That's it. And that would sell it instantly. Mm-hmm. It'd be great.
I wouldn't be surprised if they put a sort of like team system in there. So it's like kind of like a Marvel vs. Capcom. I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happened.
Hmm. Yeah, kind of pull it off the same way that Pokemon trainer can change Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Your character just changes into somebody else.
Yeah.
That could be cool.
Yeah.
That could be a really cool mode, actually. Like, it's just a whole side mode.
You're welcome, Iwata.
You got, like, tag team. Yeah, because Nintendo tunes in every week.
Hey. You don't know. Sky's the limit.
I don't know.
YOLO.
It's true. Anything can happen.
And then his final question is, where are the goddamn Vita games? Every time.
Gabe asks at him every day.
Yeah.
Video games. Gabe's getting...
He, I love how he asks us, like, we make Vita games.
Yeah. Well, Gabe is getting one tomorrow.
Well, maybe we should. So yeah. There would be some. Yeah.
Right, Gabe?
Listen, do you want a Vita game or do you want...
Maybe he's tasking us with it. Yeah, so he's like, you want Vita games? You're going to have to make them yourself.
Dylan's giving me an early birthday present tomorrow, and I'm very excited. And it's a Vita game.
Whoa! Yeah,
there's a Vita game prototype.
Yeah, Sly 4. You probably don't know what's coming out tomorrow, though, because Sony fucking sucks.
Yeah, actually, I didn't even know.
I don't even think that was on the list when I was looking at new releases for this week.
It's funny.
Javi, and Devin did not know that game was coming out this week. I only knew because Dylan asked me if I wanted the Vita copy, and then I told Javi and Devin that Dylan offered me the Vita copy.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
I only knew because I was on Amazon buying shit like normal because I got disposable income. Ha ha, Gabe. and it's like, recommended for you, Sly 4. And I was like, oh.
I know where I'm going to spend all this disposable income.
By the way, listeners, if you have disposable income, you could always head over to GameOverNation.com, click that little donate button.
You know. And dispose of your income.
Yeah. Pad our walls.
Gabe needs blankets.
Because he can't get a hold of Roseanne.
I want a picture of me like knocking on Roseanne's door and then just it's a Game of Thrones ad and it just says winter is coming. And I have like a sleeping bag under my arm. I'm just knocking on Roseanne's door.
Oh my god.
And then we superimpose Gabe over John Goodman.
Man, if only we had an artist as a friend that could draw that.
I know, right? Oh,
I just imagine Gabe as Roseanne rolled up under his arm.
Or Roseanne has Gabe rolled up under her arm.
Oh, no!
Yeah, which one do you think is bigger, Dylan?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Oh, someone's at the door, and it's not me going to Roseanne's house. No, come on, somebody say it.
Skippy!
No.
Oh!
There.
Housekeeping!
Oh! Oh!
Hi, Lori.
Shut up, Brian!
All right.
Making it awkward.
How am I making it? I'm making it awkward. All right. Well, I guess if you want to write into the show, don't send us an email because we're probably never going to check it again.
Stop saying that.
So hit us up on Twitter, at GameOverNation. Get us on Facebook. Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Go check out these after the fact videos that have been doing very well and are getting super popular. You don't want to be left behind, do you? Get on the train early. It's
I do.
YouTube.com/GameZeroVernation. Are we still working on getting that changed?
No, YouTube's an asshole.
YouTube, you're assholes.
If you're watching this on YouTube.
Like I said, we're at Game Over Nation on Twitter. Individually, I am at Airstrike Rhino. Javi is at Javi G0N. Gabe is at Rabid Wombat 9. And Dylan, what is it? Still Dylanosaurus?
Yep. Have to ask every week. It's
right. I have to. Yeah. That's why I do you last, because I don't know. I don't know what you have. So anyway, that's all the ways you can get to us. And like Javi said, if you got that disposable income, go on over and click the donate button. Toss us a little, you know, buy us lunch.
Lori needs a paycheck too, so I mean, like, she's been working.
We gotta pay Gabe and Lori.
Frankly, Lori comes first because her title does not include the word
unpaid. Yeah. So you know, go over there, click the donate button.
Every dollar you give me means another calorie in my tummy, so that I can click more and make after the fact.
Yep.
Every dollar you every dollar you give me gets me closer and closer to Roseanne.
Yep.
You guys don't.
She's hooking these days, so and she ain't cheap.
Don't lie to the people. You don't get paid.
You guys don't want to know what I'm getting closer to.
You're right. I sure don't.
And right, with so, that,
Javi, get us out of here.
With that, we have reached the conclusion of episode 76, Game Over Nation. Thank you very much for tuning in. I have been your host, Javi Rodriguez.
When did we become a classy joint?
When did we turn into NPR morning shows?
The second I started talking about asses and anal.
Is that James Lipton?
No. Hello, I'm Matthew Mateu, and this has been Game Over Nation, episode 67.
76.
Javi Rodriguez 76. Is out.
76.
Javi Rodriguez is out, filling in for Matthew Mateu, who is now filling in for Javi Rodriguez. Thank you.
Oh, God. Someone put a bullet in this fucking episode's head. God.